This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Progress Show. I'll have today's stories coming right up. I know it's just June, early June, but I was planning out the calendar for the rest of the summer the other day, and I wanted to make sure that those 3 days, the end of August, were firmly placed on the calendar. You ought to do that too, August 28th, 29th, and 30th. Boone, Iowa will be the place to be. That's where the Farm Progress Show will be this year. They have the crops in the ground. They are growing and looking good. They planted corn there the 26th, 27th, and 28th of April. A short maturity corn, you bet, 78 to 80 day maturity. They want that crop to be ready so the combines will be able to roll through the demonstration fields at Farm Progress Showtime. And then they'll have the ride and drive demonstrations out there too, where you can get up in the cab, tillage demonstrations. Stover baling demos will take place there too, and this the 65th year of the Farm Progress Show. Make plans to be there August 28th through the 30th. We sure do love our ATVs and UTVs, and they have so much useful utility. I don't know how we'd get by without ours at the Armstrong place, but they can be dangerous. In Franklin County, Missouri, a 29-year-old woman died Saturday night when the Polaris all-terrain vehicle she was riding in went off a road and hit a tree. From This Week in Agribusiness, further examination of last week's drought monitor report showed how the drought footprint of the nation really has been shrinking this spring. Even in Texas, where that panhandle area remains a basket case, the area in drought declined a little bit in recent days, but our farm weatherman Greg Solier on This Week in Agribusiness said he sees some spreading of that dryness in the plains up into the western corn belt and the southwest corn belt this summer, some teleconnecting of the drought, as he calls it. We continue to hear of attacks on dogs in urban and suburban backyards of our region by coyotes around cities like Des Moines, Detroit, Chicago. Researchers say that coyotes have expanded their geographic range by an estimated 40% since the 1950s, at least twice as much as any other North American carnivore during that same time. They used to be only in the West. Now they can be found almost all across North America. Reasons for the rapid expansion, according to a study, could be the removal of predators at the top of the food chain and allowing the coyotes to expand to larger prey. And also there's been the elimination of the once forested areas in favor of the expanding cities. There's a study going on of the coyote population of the Chicago area. They've tagged more than 1,000 coyotes. That study has been focused on Cook County, Illinois, but the researchers say what they've learned about coyotes and people living together would be indicative of many metropolitan areas. One conservation spokesman in Michigan said coyotes are often feared and are frequently misportrayed as vengeful, bloodthirsty creatures. She said, though, they tend to be docile and retiring. Yeah, tell that to a farmer who's lost baby calves or somebody who lost their terrier in the backyard. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.